The railway and the mining basin. A significant network of railways was developed in conjunction with the development of mining activity in the area, both within the mine and also private initiatives that established rail links to transport the minerals between the Alcudia Valley, where extraction took place, to Puerto Llano. In 1890, the Peñarroya Metal Mining Society was awarded the concession to operate the rail line between Puerto Llano and Amoldovar del Campo, which was inaugurated in the same year. With the arrival of the Great War in 1914, coal production in the Spanish Peninsula increased at a dramatic rate due to the needs of the fighting countries. When the war ended, the crisis of the 1920s began. Despite various obstacles, work to complete the rail network that linked the municipality of Conquista in Cordoba with Puerto Llano finished in 1924, and on the 3rd of December 1927, electrification arrived to this stretch of rail. The importance of a highly interlinked rail network to the mines of Puerto Llano was such that the mining basin possessed more kilometres of railways than some small European countries. The following panels remind us that it was not only the exterior railway that was important. Beginning in the 1920s, locomotives began to be used inside the mines, first steam engines and later electrically driven machines. We can see photographs of examples of these machines used inside the mine, such as the Deutz or the Berry, which we will also see in the image mine of this museum. Take a moment to note the reproduction of a ticket office from a train station, destination Calzada de Calatrava, with its unique clock, and the prices and journey time that corresponded to this trip.